We're here at the Orion Sports Performance Centre at Heriot Watt University, where the Team GB Paralympic skiers are being kitted out for the upcoming Milano Cortina Winter Games 2026. And I'm joined by alpine skiing sensation Neil Simpson and his guide brother Andrew and his other guide, new guide Rob. So thanks all of you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Neil, so this is your second Games. Tell the listeners about your first one. It was very memorable.
So our first Games was in Beijing last time. So we competed in all the disciplines, but in the Super G we got gold, and in the Super Combined we had a bronze. So it was a very successful Games for our first one, and we're trying to sort of work on from that, and we'll see how we can do this next time.
Tell the listener a little bit about yourself, please, a little bit about your sight loss as well.
So I've not actually had sight loss as such. It was a condition I was born with at birth. I was born with nystagmus, so I don't know how many of your listeners will have experience with that, but obviously that affects my vision and makes it blurry. I find it quite hard to describe, but hopefully sort of saying that I have nystagmus will sort of relate to some of your listeners. It's something I've grown up with. I started skiing when we were fairly young at our local ski club, Gordon Skiers, both myself and Andrew, and then we progressed into para alpine about 10 years ago now, and then we've just sort of worked away at that since then. And obviously Beijing was our first Games, and then we've had another 4 years of training and racing, and we'll try and replicate the same this coming time.
So what events will you be competing in?
So we're competing in all five of the events that are possible in para alpine skiing. So that ranges from slalom, giant slalom, super G, super combined, and downhill.
So gold last time around, Neil, what is the hopes for the names for this time?
The aims for this time, I think it's very similar to last time. We went into the last Games with just aiming to have the best performances possible. And then that's all you can ask for. You then have to see how everyone else competes.
Were you confident last time? Was the gold a surprise?
We were confident going in. I think we knew we'd be competitive, but I think it still took us by surprise when we crossed the line and Andrew went off. We've gone into first. So I think, it was still a surprise at the time, but I think, going in, we were confident that we could perform. So we're just going to try and do the same.
And guide Andrew, brother, what's it like being a guide for your brother at such an event? That's incredible.
It's definitely quite a cool experience being together. We've been, all over the world doing this together, which is pretty awesome to be able to do with your brother. So it's been a great experience doing it all with him. We have our moments, for sure, but the good times definitely make up for it all.
Sibling rivalry. And explain to the listeners what you do as you go down the slope beside your brother.
So I ski just in front of Neil, but we've got a two-way Bluetooth communication system. So I'm talking him down the course as we're going down, with sort of any terrain changes, any conditions, any rhythm changes in the course, just to give him as much information as possible so that he's as best prepared as possible for what's coming in front of him.
What sort of speeds are you getting up to on the slope?
In downhill, you're looking at sort of 120 to 130 kilometres an hour. In the fast sections, it depends where they do put the speed trap. And then Super G, a little bit slower than that.
I love the way you say that with a straight face, as if it's the most normal thing in the world. And we've got another guide, a new addition. We've got Rob with us as well. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So is this your first Games?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. I first came involved in this in back end of 2022, and it was unfortunately when Andrew had an injury, so Neil drafted me in to do a little bit of work, and then our first competitions together in 23 World Champs. So yeah, since then I've been a part of it, and it's been a three-way team. So
now you mentioned 4 years of hard work. What's it like when it gets to this stage? Is it nervous energy? You just buzzing to get out there?
I'd say it's like you definitely notice it's approaching, but I think you just try and stay calm and continue the work that you've been doing. Like it shouldn't really change anything, and so that's the sort of mindset you have to go into it with. And it's just ultimately it's just another series of races, so it's trying to sort of frame it that way to help the mental side. But Yeah, it is exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Here today for the kitting out, which I believe is a first for all three of you, so that's quite exciting. Explain to the listener what's involved.
I think we're sort of trying on the kit that we've sort of pre-selected, and then we'll get to change up or down the sizes if required. So yeah, it's definitely a new experience, because the last time we just got given our kit because of COVID. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it's all about. It was a really good kit the last time, and some of the kit that we've already got is really comfortable. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what we get.
So what date do you fly out?
We fly out next Saturday for some training before the Paralympics start, and then yeah, we've got a couple of days off, and then we're into the downhill training, so all comes thick and fast.
Listen, we wish you the best of luck from everyone at RNIB Connect Radio, Neil, Andrew and Rob, all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.